It all seemed to be too good to be true. A $3,500 loan, fast and easy, quick cash that would help Mary Lou take her family on a holiday vacation. So she handed over the title to her 2007 Honda Odyssey, only to later discover that the interest rate was 130%, and that a clause tucked away in the contract prevented her from taking Titlemax to court in Fairfax County.
I tell myself I'll charge it to experience and I will never do it again, but I said, how many are there that are like me?
We'll never know how many people there are out there like Mary Lou, because forced arbitration happens in secret, beyond the public accountability created in open court. That's why 40 senators and 65 House members are urging the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to take swift action. They want to see the Bureau adopt a rule proposed back in May that would prohibit consumer financial companies from forcing arbitration in class action lawsuits.
The new rule is only about class action suits, so it doesn't completely solve the problem of forced binding arbitration.
That's Congressman Don Beyer, a Democrat from Alexandria. He's one of the House members urging the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to take swift action. He agrees with the rule, but he says it doesn't go far enough.
Just think of employment law, where someone thinks they've been unfairly fired because they were too old, or they were a woman, or they were a minority, and there are not enough people in the business to justify a class action suit. They'd want to be able to sue individually if they could.
Critics of the rule say it's a full employment act for class action lawyers.
By taking away arbitration and leaving people in the hands of class action lawyers, you're significantly reducing access to justice.
That's Andrew Pincus at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce testifying before Congress recently against the rule. He says prohibiting forced arbitration would effectively eliminate arbitration.
So the rational company is going to say, well, if the Bureau is forcing me to pay this money over here, I got to eliminate this voluntary payment over here, much as I like the arbitration system, because I can't do both and keep my costs down.
Not so fast, say supporters of the rule. They say corporations could easily choose to engage in arbitration if they wanted to, but that doesn't happen because they're trying to shield themselves against lawsuits. Deepak Gupta is a class action lawyer.
Here we have private legislation being written into the fine print of contracts that we have no choice over, and that nullifies the laws that we thought Congress had passed to protect us from banks and from predatory lenders.
Julie Murray at the Public Citizen Litigation Group agrees that the idea that these contracts are voluntary is a mirage.
You know, in reality, I think ordinary Americans would say you're not going to opt out of the banking system altogether. You're not going to opt out of the only colleges that might accept you. You're not going to opt out of, getting a credit card.
During a House Financial Services Committee hearing on the proposed rule, Jason Johnston at the University of Virginia said the rule is designed to benefit class action lawyers.
Sometimes the fees are 3, 4, 8 times what the class actually gets. Imagine if it was an individual lawsuit instead of a class lawsuit. Who would hire a lawyer and say, yeah, I'm going to recover $100, but I'm going to pay you $800?
Supporters of the rule say now is the time to take action, which is why House and Senate leaders are pressing the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to implement the rule immediately before the fiscal year begins in October. I'm Michael Pope.